kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayong araw ay pinagdidiwang natin ang Early Childhood Educators Day, isang espesyal na pagkakataon para kilalanin at pasalamatan ang mga guro at tagapag-alaga na walang sawang gumagabay sa ating mga anak sa kanilang unang hakbang. Sa likod ng bawat ngiti, kwento at mga natutunan ng mga bata, nandiyan ang mga Early Childhood Educators na tulad ni Shane Louie na nagbibigay ng oras, puso at dedikasyon para sa kanilang kinabukasan. Narito ang ating panayam.
Ginugunitan natin ang Early Childhood Educators Day ngayon, isang araw para parangalan ng ating mga guro sa early learning na araw-araw ay nagbibigay ng oras, pag-aaruga at malasakit sa ating mga anak. At ngayong umaga, kasama natin si Shane Louie, isang early childhood educator na ilang taon nang nagsisilbi sa ating komunidad. Hello Shane, how are you?
Hello po, I'm good. How are you po?
I'm good as well. And eto, kwento mo naman sa amin, paano ka nagsimula sa propesyong ito bilang isang early childhood educator? At ano yung nagtulak o nag-inspire sa'yo para piliin ang ganitong landas?
Thank you for your question. For honestly, I don't know what I wanted to do right after high school. That's why I started with Cert 3 and Diploma. Kasi I just wanted to test the waters. Pero habang nag-aaral and lalo na nung nag-start ako mag-work sa center, like early childhood center dito sa Melbourne po, I fell in love with the field. Mm-hmm. So growing up din kasi in a big family, most of my cousins were younger than me. So I was always around kids and I think that planted the seed of me enjoying working with children as well.
Pwede mo bang ilarawan kung ano yung parang itsura ng isang typical na araw sa iyo sa loob ng isang classroom?
A typical day sa center where I work usually starts with welcoming the children and families. But morning drop-off, ito yung one of the biggest part of relationship building for the educators between the family. So when we go into our routine, like group time, activities, like different plays like sensory play, outdoor play, creative play din, meal times, tsaka rest. Tapos in between, there's always a lot of spontaneous learning moments where we follow the children's interests. Mm. So documentation and planning are also part of the day din. So every day is different kasi children bring their own energy and curiosity.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very full-on day pala for an educator, mm-hmm. no?
Very much.
Yeah, ano naman yung pinakamasayang bahagi ng pagtuturo at yun yung pagtatrabaho mo sa mga kasama yung mga bata?
The best part po, yung pinaka-satisfying na part, especially personally po, is witnessing their growth and milestones. Mm. Kahit small ones lang, like when a child finally says a new word or says their first word or even their first, their first step, it's just so, mm-hmm. yeah, it's very being able to be there during their milestones and witnessing it. And then I get to share it with the other educators as well. And so yeah, like, or even when they share with a friend, they start to learn like social skills in the center environments, and they try something new that they were hesitant about before. So those little wins just feel so rewarding, especially as an educator po. So nakakatuwa rin yung joy and authenticity ng kids, and they remind you to see the world in a fresh way.
Meron ka bang kwento o memory na tumatak sa iyo bilang educator o isang moment na alam mo yung hindi mo talaga makakalimutan?
Opo, one memory I'll never forget was when a child, He was a really shy child po, and he would hardly speak. Mm. And sa start of the year especially, and he would just like sit down even when everyone else is playing. He would just sit in the corner and he's just alone. And we would always like invite him to play, encourage him to play, but he was like very hesitant and like just very closed off. But eventually he opened up and initiated a conversation with me during play. Like he started talking. He's like, oh, this is not like you.
What?
And it was such a breakthrough moment. Parang na-realize ko how powerful consistent care and trust building can be. And it reminded me me why I chose this path po.
And alam din natin na may mga challenges o hamon sa ganitong trabaho, no? Ano yung mga masasabi mong pinakamahirap na mga challenges at paano mo rin ito nalagpasan?
Ooh, so one of the biggest challenges po, especially just throughout my years, is managing different needs all at once.
Mm.
Every child has their own pace and personality. Especially in the baby's room kasi when they're young, they also have different routines, individual yeah. routines. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming, lalo na pag busy yung day. Like there's 12 children in one room. But I've learned to lean on teamwork with colleagues and to remind myself that patience and consistency make a big difference. And yes.
Oo. At sa paggunita natin ng Early Childhood Educators Day, ano yung meaning nito para sa iyo, Shane?
So for me, it's a reminder that our work really does matter. Sometimes people see childcare as just babysitting or just caring for children. Pero this day recognizes that what we do is foundational for children's development and learning. And it also feels nice to be appreciated and to celebrate with fellow educators.
And ano naman yung isang bagay na sana mas maunawaan ng karamihan tungkol sa trabaho ng mga early childhood educators? Because as you mentioned, they think na babysitting lang yung job mo, pero hindi ganun kadali. You are doing more than that.
Yes po. So I hope more people realize and understand that early childhood education is not just playtime, or us educators are not just there to, yes, we look after them, but we also educate them. So yes, children play, but behind that, there is intentional teaching, planning, and reflection that educators do. And we're supporting the children's social, emotional, physical, and cognitive development. And it takes a lot of skill, patience, and passion to be able to do that.
Yes, a lot of work and a lot of patience. And ito naman, last question, Shane, ano yung mensahe mo para sa mga magulang at pamilya ng mga bata?
I just want to say thank you so much for trusting us to the parents, for trusting us with your children. We see ourselves as partners with you guys, families working together to support your child's growth. And your involvement and communication really means a lot to us. And when we see children, or when children see that we're all connected, it makes them feel more secure and confident.
Shane, thank you so much for sharing your story and iyong mga experiences at syempre iyong mga sentiments. At syempre, ngayong araw po is Early Childhood Educators Day at sana alalahanin natin na ang unang hakbang ng pagkatuto ng isang bata ay nagsisimula sa mga guro na tulad ni Shane na may malasakit at dedikasyon. Maraming salamat, Shane!
Thank you din po!
Nais nyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.